proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio today is our brother Kyle Sutton.
G'day, Aaron.
Well, brother Kyle and his family have been serving in the land down under, in the land of Australia, for several years. But on our last program, we talked about a resource that brother Kyle has put together, and that is called Honey Out of the Rock, a devotional for Jewish people as well as believers in seeing a Jewish perspective of the scriptures. And brother Kyle, where can they get that book?
IVJM does offer the book, but you can also order it from any bookstore or any Christian bookstore. Just go in and ask for it and they'll order it for you.
Okay, that's Honey Out of the Rock by Brother Kyle Sutton. And actually, Brother Kyle and I, we've both had experience of being in the Holy Land, the land of Israel, an amazing place. If you've never been there, please take time to do that. You will not regret it. As we were thinking about that, we were talking earlier just off air about two amazing places, the Garden of Gethsemane and also the Garden Tomb, some amazing places. And we opened up the scripture a moment ago, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verses 39 through 41. We're going to talk about one verse, and that's verse 40. Brother Kyle, if you'd read verse 40 for us.
Okay. It says, "For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever."
Well, this is an interesting verse, and really, as we discuss, a prophecy about the Messiah, Jesus. And Brother Kyle, there's a lot that's packed around in the context of this passage, but let's focus about this passage. What do you see that the Lord is trying to teach us here?
Jehovah God is speaking and making several pronouncements here. He makes seven pronouncements altogether. But Jesus fulfilled the weight and body of these verses, whereas Jehovah's speaking, it becomes a prophecy later on when Jesus fulfills it. And so the verse we just read, "For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever," gets our attention because Jehovah dwells in heaven, yet Jehovah appears to be on earth because he raises his hand, lifts his hands to heaven. So this brings us to look at Jesus and his resurrection. In fact, if you'll look for famous art of Jesus' resurrection, there's actually an incredible Renaissance art of Jesus coming out of the tomb with both hands raised, lifted to heaven. And he makes this declarative statement we find here in the Bible, "I live forever." And he makes that claim again in Revelation, "Behold, I'm he that was dead and now I am alive forevermore."
And when we go to Israel, we see, for example, the Garden Tomb. Which is a great picture. Whether this is the place or not, it really doesn't matter. It's the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. This is the gospel.
Yes.
For Jew and Gentile. Exciting stuff. And so as you see that, you also talk about Zechariah and seeing how God really orchestrated the scriptures to tell a story. What is that story there?
In Zechariah chapter 12, Jehovah is speaking once again, and he makes these declarative statements, "I will." And he says, "I will, I will." And it's about the future, the end time future of Jerusalem. And then suddenly Jehovah says, "And then they shall look upon me whom they pierced." And so Jehovah is the pierced one. This is not mentioned once in the scripture, but over and over again, we begin to get the picture. God means what he says by the very words he puts in scripture. And many English translations for Jewish people, the rabbis translate that to say, "And they shall look upon him whom they pierced," and change the word "me" to "him." But Jehovah is the pierced one. They shall look upon me whom they pierce. Jesus is Jehovah.
Well, that's exciting to see the Bible literally come alive just in these couple verses that we've been looking at. By the way, this is a portion out of the devotional Honey Out of the Rock. And again, written by Brother Kyle Sutton, who is with us here in studio today. And again, Brother Kyle, tell us about the book and where can people get that?
Amazon Books, you can go there on the used section. You can perhaps even find the book for just a couple of dollars. You can order it that way. You can order it on Amazon Books, e-book or iBook, for like $6 or so and get a year's worth of devotions. You can just order it in that way also.
Yeah, we had Brother Kyle Sutton, one of our workers in Australia, with us today. Thank you for being with us.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. And again, we invite you, if you'd like to hear this again, please go to ibjm.org. And until next time, we thank you for joining us, and please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.